This sefer, the name of the sefer, if you can see it on the screen, it's called Akdamos Milin. Sefer Akdamos Milin. The mechaber of the sefer's name is Yosef, I don't know how to pronounce this, Inber, Aleph Yud Nun, Gimel Beis Ayin Resh.
Inber.
I-N-G-B-E-R.
This person wrote many, many svarim. He has many svarim over here. He's obviously a very, very big Talmud Chacham. He lives in Lakewood. His earlier svarim have haskamas from Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Schneur Kohler. So obviously this person is a little bit older than us. And in this sefer, what he does is, he wrote in the Hakdama, he wrote that this was really a private, this was never meant for publication. This person, he spent his whole life learning. Maybe he's in business. I don't know what his profession is, but it seems like he knows Kol HaTorah Kula from the sefer. Not that I'm able to be a judge on any of that, but he has introductions to everything. If you want to learn Masechta Tainis, he writes here, let me tell you, Hakdama leMasechta Tainis. What are the Yesoidos that you have to know for Masechta Tainis? Hakdama leMasechta Bava Kamma, leMasechta Kedushin, Sanhedrin. Okay, Hakdama for learning Mishnayis, Hakdama for learning Tanakh, Hakdama to learning Shulchan Aruch, Hakdama for learning the Chumash Megillahs, Hakdama for learning the Rambam, Hakdama for learning the Sefer Dina de Garmi leHaramban, Hakdama the Sefer Tokfei Koyin leBal Hashach. All of the basic Hakdama leShirois uPiyutim. If you want to spend time learning Piyutim, what are the rules you have to know, the basic Yesoidus you should know before you enter into this arena? A Hakdama. And he wrote this, it seems, first after he spent a lot of time learning all of these things, he came away with certain yesoidai, certain rules, certain principles, and he wrote in his own personal notes, these are the yesoidais of this particular sefer, and now I want to prepare for the next time I'll get a chance to learn the sefer, let me write for myself an introduction, just a refresher course, as an introduction before I once again I study the sefer, or maybe for my children. And after he did this, he realized that, you know, he has good stuff here. Why not publish this? Why not polish it up and publish it in a sefer? And indeed he did so. And it's fascinating. Fascinating stuff. And in his introduction to this sefer, he writes, he goes through famous introductions. You know, there's someone in Queens. I know who he is. Let me see if I can remember his name. I forgot his name. He wrote a number of coffee table books for Art Scroll. Famous letters, famous pictures, famous haskamos or famous hakdamos. He basically took many sefarim and he took like the introduction or the haskamos and he put it together in this very nice coffee table book.
You talk about Tesla?
Who?
Not Tesla.
Whatever it is. So here the mechaber of this sefer, he goes through the Ramchal. The Ramchal, one of his most popular sefarim is called Derech Hashem. It's a Musar sefer. And there the Ramchal, he writes about the importance of writing an introduction to a sefer. Many times, when we open up a book, the only thing we ever read is the introduction. And then we get distracted, and we never pick up the book again. Okay, many people really, what are they really? They really the acknowledgments. Many people find that to be very interesting. Okay, the preface or the acknowledgments. People, some people, they spend more time writing the acknowledgments than they spend writing the entire book. They really want to get it right because that's the only thing people are going to read. They're not interested. You write a sefer, some esoteric topic in Kabbalah. Who's interested in this? Who's going to read the sefer? One in a million. But the introduction, who are you going to thank? You're going to thank your aunt and your uncle and your cousin and your first grade Rebbe and your second grade Rebbe and the English teacher in ninth grade who really straightened out your life for you. You're going to write about them. You're going to give them all the credit. So, and then you're going to go to these people and you're going to give them the book. Here, look, I want to give you a gift. Look, I wrote a sefer. And the person you give the sefer to has absolutely no interest, no time, no desire to read your book. But they will read that introduction. They will read the acknowledgments. Okay, that's an acknowledgement. But when you learn a sefer, more often than not, you present a hakdama, general rules to watch out for. You know who's very good at this? Art scroll. The art scroll gemaras are phenomenal in this fashion, where in the beginning of every mesachta, they have a very elaborate introduction, the klalim. They give you an overview of the entire Masechta and the major principles of the Masechta, of what you should be aware of. I personally have a very small mind, very limited attention span. I never read the introductions anymore to these books because it's just too much to absorb. When do I read the introduction? When I make a siyum. It used to be back in the day, we used to have a daf yomi shir, and we would really learn the whole masechta, and then we would make siyumim. And when I would prepare for the siyum, I would want to say a dvar torah, something meaningful. I would always b'li yoytze min haklal take out that masechta and go through the introductions, because only after you finish the entire masechta or the entire sefer, can you really fully appreciate and absorb the introduction, the klolim that are presented in the beginning of the sefer. Now, many times you have people, they write svarim, and people will tell you the only one that got any benefit out of this sefer is the mechaber, is the author of the sefer. Person writes a sefer, who cares, who's interested? Who was interested in the sefer? There are so many other books just like this. But at least the person who wrote the book, he got something out of it. For him to crystallize his thoughts, to put down the ideas on paper, to what he wants to say, that was amazing. It was worth it to print this sefer and to spend an enormous amount of money for one person. The person who wrote the book. Because at least he learned something. He came away with knowledge. Knowledge which he'll take with him into the next world. Okay, in this world, who says anyone's going to listen? Halavai will gain. That principle is true for every introduction, every hakdama. Because even if there are going to be many, many people out there in the world that are going to read your book, you have 1,000 people who are going to read your book immediately, they will not appreciate the depth of the introduction. The introduction can really, 99% of the time, only be fully appreciated when you finish the book. It really should not be called an introduction. It should be called a summary. They put the introduction of everything at the very end of the book. Because who are you fooling? You're not going to be able to appreciate. You learn Hilchos Shabbos. So you take out the Arshkol Gemara, Arshkol Masechta Shabbos. I don't remember. They probably have their 25 pages. They probably have their a thick chunk of pages telling you all the lamates melachos and the klalim and this and that. Do you really have the ability to appreciate what they're telling you in the introduction before you learn the masechta? Impossible. So why then is the introduction in the beginning of the book? The introduction should be at the end of the book. I skipped the whole introduction because I know it's not going to have any impact upon me to really appreciate the principles. As you go through the Gemara, you then become familiar automatically with the principles, with the rules, and that keeps you going. Then when it's all over, now let me summarize what we have just learned. And when you So what is an introduction? It is a summary. It is a crystal clear summary that has taken out all the fluff, all the extra words and letters and principles, and just reduced this massive work to its purest essence. But you only can appreciate the essence after enormous toil. The Ramchal, I want to read you two such descriptions. These are amazing words, what are written over here. The Ramchal, and the reason why I'm learning this with you now today, by the way, is because now is the day, this week is the week of introduction. Shabbos, this past Shabbos, was Matan Torah. Friday was Matan Torah. Shabbos was the second day, so that means we are now starting, this week, we are now a new beginning. If we just received the Torah this past week, this past Shabbos, that means we are now entering into a new beginning. And the first thing you do in a new beginning is a new introduction. Okay, it's a new zman of introduction. The Ramchal writes, the Chosav HaRamchal B'hakdamasa L'sifrei Derech Hashem V'zeh L'shoni Omnam Tzarech She'tisboinein She'hinei Misefer HaPratim Otzum Me'oid Me'hochil Oysam Seichel Adam. It is impossible for a human being to memorize all of the details of any topic. The E-F-Sh-Lo Lodas Kun. This comes from a person who is beyond brilliant. A league of brilliance that no one can even fathom who the Ramchal was. And he says, if you have a topic of knowledge, a body of knowledge, it is impossible for the human mind to memorize every last detail. Ulam, the Ramchal writes, Ma sheroy lo sheyishtadel olav hu yidias kilolim. When the day is over, after you finish learning a sugya, the goal is to summarize the details into a set of rules, principles. Ki kol klal b'tivoy, the nature of every rule, koilel protim harbe, includes all the details. Uchishyasi klal echad, if a person understands, comprehends one rule, nimsa masig olav misparav min hapratim. You automatically achieve all of the pratim. V'yaf apish lo yivchin bom adayin, even though you have not yet gone through the steps of analyzing every single situation. V'lo hikar heyosam prati heyosam prati haklalahu. It doesn't matter. When you have a unique situation, if you know the rules, you're okay. And he cites a sifrei. It's really a sifrei. It's in the words of Chazal themselves in Parashas Hazinu. L'oilam yihiyu divrei Torah biyadicha kilolim v'loy peratim. Torah should be in your possession in the form of rules and principles and not minute details. I remember Rabbi Belsky, someone went to Rabbi Belsky and asked him for a haskama on a sefer, the rules of washing Netilas Negelvasser by your bed. Okay, yeshiva boys, they like to take a plastic container and a Negelvasser cup, put it by their bed, so when they wake up in the morning, they can wash Negelvasser right by their bed without going Dalet Amos to the sink. So someone came to Rabbi Belsky, Zichron Levracha, with a sefer this thick, on all of the details of the laws of washing netilas yodayim by your bed in the morning. And the way the story goes is, Rybelski didn't suffer fools. Rybelski, he found the Sefer to be very, very funny. Why would a person invest all of this time and effort to make a Sefer this thick about the laws of washing the tilas yodayim by your bed in the morning? Come on. What's there to know already? What's there to know already? Rybelski, all you need to write is one page, the klolim. Write the general rules, the klolim. If you have the klolim, every scenario automatically flows naturally. What kind of nonsense is this? To write a sefer this thick about the laws? Who needs this? Telephone book. What are the klolim of washing netilas yodayim when you wake up in the morning? You can summarize the klolim on one piece of paper. And that's it. You don't need a whole sefer on this topic. It's ridiculous. That's what it says in the Sifrei in Parashas Hazinu, and that's what the Ramchal says. Now, the Rambam really goes to town. The Rambam was possibly one of the biggest, from all of the Rishonim, the one who exploited the principle of writing introductions with klolim was the Rambam. The Rambam wrote numerous introductions where he summarized his entire sefer into klolim. On every seder of Mishnayis, the Rambam wrote a hakdama. Some of the Masechtas also, I think, he wrote hakdamas in Perusha Mishnayis. He wrote a hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Tayag Mitzvahs. He wrote a hakdama to the Rambam, and the hakdamas are magnificent. They are magnificent masterpieces. The Rambam, in one place, writes about. See, I wouldn't even who would even know this. He writes about all these because that's what this whole Sefer is about. The Rambam, in one place, in all of his introductions, writes about the value of the introduction, and then he writes something personal. How much time and effort he spent writing his hakdamas. We would never know this. We would think, oh, the Rambam was so brilliant. He wrote these. He wrote Mishneh Torah. The Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah. There's no living person today that can comprehend how a human being could have written Mishneh Torah. It's impossible for any human being to comprehend. He had to be a Navi. It's like a divine book. How could a person write Mishneh Torah? It doesn't make any sense. One person can write Mishneh Torah? This is unreal. With all of the Chochmah that's found in Mishneh Torah? And the Rambam said, oh, he wrote a Hakdama, big deal. He just, he scribbled on the train, when he was on the subway, on the Q train, into work, he just scribbled down the introduction to Mishneh Torah, till he wrote Perusha Mishnayis. Let me read the Rambam says. The Rambam, the Matzin Sharambam Torah, the Chibur Kama Hakdamas, Uvisoif Hakdamasa Leseda Taharis. In the last Hakdama of Mishnayis, that's besides the Hakdama to Mishnayis in general, and then a hakdama to each one of the shisha sidrei mishnah, and he has hakdamas and different mesachtas. In the last of the hakdamas of the mishnayis of seder taharos, the last of the shisha mishnah, he writes a hakdama with all of the klolim, and then at the very end he writes as follows. Unbelievable what the Rambam writes. Gila adhechan v'zel shaynai. He writes over she'elu hasharoshim. These, he calls them sharoshim. He calls a klal, a root. These sharoshim, gidoylei hadas, the hamizima asher kodamti. It represents the greatness of knowledge and planning. Two words, so very unique expressions. Gidoylei hasharoshim, gidoylei hadas, the hamizima. Mizima means like hazman, like planning. Asher kodamti, which I have written down as an introduction to all of my works, ein bohem shoresh, The Rambam, he tells you something we would never know if not for revealing this secret. There is not one shoresh, which is how he used the word klal, one rule, sheloy yogati bo yigia atsumo bidiyukoi leamitosai. There is not one rule that I put down on paper that was an introduction to one of my works that I did not toil with the most intense labor, intellectual labor, to be precise, to achieve the perfection of truth in the words that I put down on paper. Uvilokadeti oisoi, I collected, I summarized, Echod Meir Ushnayim Mimishbacha. This is a pasuk, it's an expression which means I have captured in my introductions the purest essence of the subject matter. Mikol, where did I take my material from? Not just this topic, the book that I'm writing about. Mikol Zovios HaTalmud Umisifrei Habraisois. Every body, any hakdama is koilel within it knowledge from kol hatoira kula. I have brought in to my introductions not just what it says in the book that I'm going to write a commentary on. In my introduction, I've synthesized, collected, refined information from Kol HaTorah Kula as an introduction to an esoteric piece of work. I'm writing about Taharos. In the work, my introduction to Taharos, I've included information from Seder Noshim, from Seder Moed, from Musa Svarim, from Toisefta, Sifros, Sifrei, you name it. It's there. Gan Shas. It's there in my introduction to Seder Taharos. And this wasn't easy. I didn't just scribble this on while I'm standing on the platform waiting for the Q train to come. I invested the most intense labor, intellectual labor, to reach the essence of what I want to bring out in all of my introductions. You reading these words are just awesome to hear how the Rambam describes his introductions, to pay attention. Until I've reached this introduction, it is the key. My introductions serve as the key. Everything flows from here. All the difficult laws, lifisha kol. Halacha yedavar, then he goes on, he says, v'chulu, then he goes, ula ma shek da ma, then he goes a little bit further in this quotation, ma shehik dam nuhu, anachnu b'zois ha-psicha, hu maspik me'od me'od, it's sufficient, it's very sufficient, the essence of what I present, v'yitzterech li'idi al-peh, and you need to know this by heart. The information that I present in my introduction, it is necessary for you, the reader, to memorize. That's what he says. The Rambam is telling you in the introduction, don't bother reading my book unless you memorize word for word my introduction. V'lo yeda shi'ur hatoeles boy alo emes. And the only one that will appreciate, this is what he goes on, it's incredible what he writes, a person that toils by day and stays up the entire night, and then the Rambam says, he really hits the nail on the head, and after everything is said and done, and after you are aware of how much effort I spent in preparing these introductions, which are kol haTorah kula, and which are perfect and sufficient, and I demand of you to memorize, I want to let you know something, my readers. you will never appreciate what I've done. Okay, you will never appreciate the brilliance of what I have done unless you sit and learn this Sefer day and night, day and night. And if you break your head over my book and then you come back at the end to my introduction, maybe then first you'll begin to appreciate the brilliance, putting all humility aside, of the introduction to this book. I mean, that's incredible. These words are really off the chart. The Rambam writes about himself in his own, the value of the Hakdama, the toil that goes into the Hakdama, and the MS, which I think everyone appreciates. You cannot appreciate an introduction to any Sefer until you're finished. And it's one of the biggest mysteries of this world why the introduction appears in the beginning of the book when the introduction should really appear at the end of the book. And the Rambam says that. You only appreciate what it says in the introduction when you finish learning the book and you toil with sweat and tears, blood, over my Sefer. The Ayin Sham Shnas and Moshe Lezeni goes further. You want to see this, you go look in the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayis, to say their taharis. That is the value of a Hakdama. This fellow, that's what he did in his Sefer. His fellow, obviously, he's not a young man. He spent his whole life learning for real. This is a real person. See, there are people who learn and the people who learn. Unfortunately, we learn, you know, we fool ourselves. We go through life, we're just running busy, 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 wasting time. And at the end of the day, before you blink, the whole life passes you by. What did you learn already? This person, he really learned something, this person. And he has proof that he learned something because he has over here the introductions that he synthesized in his own learning for basically everything he ever learned. This Sefer this Sefer that I'm having my hand over here is a private person. It's a masterpiece. It's just an incredible masterpiece of what it means to really sit and learn and to accomplish. Okay, Rabbi Sai, have a wonderful day. Anyone would like to join me tonight? We're learning Rashi Chumash with Unkelis at 7:15. Mircham tomorrow, 9:30. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Stay sane. It's a beautiful day outside. I think it's supposed to rain later. Is that true? It's supposed to be a storm later? I'm not sure about that, but whatever it is. In the meantime, have a wonderful day.
I heard there will be.
In the afternoon. Have a wonderful day. All the best to all of you. Take care. Take care.
Good night, everybody. Have a nice day.
Hello, everybody. Who was that masked man?
Oh, see you okay. All. Good afternoon.
Have a nice afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Rabbi Levine. Rabbi Levine.
Rabbi Levine. I'm here.
How can I stay sane?
Look for Samantha.
Listen to your wife. Call Asher Toymar Sora Shnabukol.
I started off saying Numenela, but... Once you're not saying, how do you stay
safe? You listen to your wife. Do whatever your wife tells you to do. That's how you'll stay sane.
I'll give you her phone number.
To your question,
no, she's an oncology nurse.
Okay. That's the way you keep saying.
If you have prostate problems, you know.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Keep walking. Keep walking and refuous in Yeshua's.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
You're outside also.
Yeah.
All right. Take care of that, Rabbi Levine. Be well.
Have a good day. Be well, be well, be well.
Naya, Becha Yusat. So long, Rabbi Levine. See you mentioned tonight.
Okay, take care. Take care. All the best. Be well, be well.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Dr. Babich, I see Dr. Babich is here. Dr. Harvey Babich, welcome. Mr. Cohn, Shlomo Cohn, Shlomo Cohn. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome.
see me?
Yes, I see you. Of course I see you. Yes.
Can I speak to you?
Yes, yes. I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah. What was the union that I got in touch with you about? Something you said...
About Birchos Kohanim, a Mechalel Shabbos. A Mechalel Shabbos.
In the name of his father, that even a Mechalel Shabbos should definitely go up in Duchen.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw it in. They're packed away somewhere.
Okay. Did anyone listen to the Hespedim yesterday for Rabbi Lamb? They were very good. They were very powerful Hespedim yesterday. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, I'm signing off. Have a wonderful day. Be well.
Bye.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.